Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Ask Me Anything episode. What is a luxury belief? And what if I told you that there are rich people at a country club that pretend to be poor? It's really something. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. And we ask the question, what causes poverty? It's actually not a lack of stuff. It's lack of something else. Subscribe to our podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Become a member, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. And as always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Many of you know I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago in Wheeling, Illinois. Despite how the media has tried so very hard to say, Charlie, you grew up in a very lily white upbringing. Well, no, actually, I didn't. I grew up in Wheeling, Illinois, working class area. In fact, I was a minority in my own high school. I remember once there was one of these reporters that I said this to you. They did not believe me. It was a political reporter. It's before Andrew started working with us. And I said, yeah, I was a minority in my own high school. He literally refused to believe it. And he pulled up the stats like, oh, wow, Wheeling High School, 58% Hispanic, 58% English as a second language. This is one of the reasons why I find all this race politics so repulsive. I don't care about your skin color. I grew up around people all different backgrounds, and I'm unafraid to talk about race. Like, so many white people are afraid to talk about race. I'm so afraid. I don't care. Because I grew up around people all different racial backgrounds, and I know that race is not really a relevant characteristic in valuing a person. Not important. I find anyone that says that to be repulsive. So anyway, grew up in Wheeling, Illinois, and know anything about Wheeling, working class, great folks, great upbringing. Really, despite the high school used to be a great high school, and they've gone super woke, unfortunately, in recent years. The left destroys everything that they touch. But down the street from Wheeling, Illinois, if you take Route 68, Dundee Road, or if you take Lake Cook Road, which I've probably taken over a thousand times in my life, and you go east, all of a sudden you'll enter what is known as the North Shore. And the North Shore is where the ruling class of Chicago lives. And eventually, you know, you'll go through Bannockburn and Deerfield, and you very well might end up in a town called Highland Park. Now, Highland Park is a very interesting place. It's a very affluent area. It's a very, very liberal area. Very liberal. It is one of the most affluent liberal centers in all of Illinois, and extremely white. Tends to be more Jewish, but that's not really relevant here. It's just that white, affluent, liberal, very, very elitist. Very smug. Highland Park, Illinois. And so if anyone who grew up in Chicago knows Highland Park as not exactly in touch with the working man of Chicago. Let's just put it that way. And they, whether it be sending your kids to North Shore Country Day School. I mean, yes. Yeah, so Blake, thank you for that. In 2020, Highland Park voted 80% Democrat. 80% Democrat. 8-0. Very helpful figure. Presidential election results. And they are by far one of the wealthiest zip codes in all of Chicago. Just to give you an idea how liberal Highland Park is. I mean, they vote at almost as liberal as the city of Chicago itself votes. Okay. So the environmental toxin of wokeism is housed in the community of Highland Park. Some of the most smug and, I'll be very honest with you, just kind of awful people I've ever dealt with politically are from Highland Park. Okay. So I saw this story, and I wasn't sure at first if it was Highland Park, Texas, which is right outside of Dallas, or Highland Park, Illinois. And it's honestly one of my favorite stories that I've come across because it just embodies everything. It embodies this idea of luxury beliefs. I'm going to tell you about that. We've mentioned it before on this program. This idea of LARPing, live-action role-playing, and virtue signaling to make yourself feel better. Okay. So in Highland Park, Illinois, at the Highland Park Country Club, an event was supposed to take place this weekend. They canceled it after big backlash. And I'm going to read you the invite of the event. The Alliance for Human Services of Highland Park is hosting at the Highland Park Country Club a poverty simulation event. The city of Highland Park is partnering with the Alliance for Human Services to host a poverty simulation event to increase residents' understanding and awareness of what it's like to be poor. Participants in this immersive experience will begin to experience what a month in poverty feels like. Now, mind you, you go to the invite. It goes from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So in between pickleball and golf, you waltz all over into the ballroom and you get to experience for 2.5 hours what it's like to be poor at the Highland Park Country Club. The invite continues. Participants are put into situations in which they do not have enough resources and are forced to make difficult choices that can negatively impact them and their families. The outcome is an increased awareness of the need for resources to support those living in poverty to create a more resilient health, human, and education sector in our local area. Participation is free, but registration is required. If you want to experience poverty, by the way, they should just reelect Joe Biden as your president for another 4 years. One extreme poverty, just have Democrats in charge. But I have a couple thoughts here. Number one, friend, if you know anything about Chicago, 15 minutes to the north is Waukegan, which is an incredibly poor area. So instead of actually going to help people doing food drives, you could drive 15 minutes up the street to Zion Benton, Waukegan, very poor, very black. But the wealthy white liberals of Highland Park, they would rather LARP, live action role play, at a country club to pretend what it's like to be poor. And I could just imagine, I wish this would have actually happened. I'm sure this happens somewhere where we could get a film where you have these 45-year-old smug secular wine moms who have like all 9 boosters wearing a mask, and they show up at the Highland Park Country Club to live through a simulation of what it's like to be poor. What exactly is involved in one of these simulations? I'm curious. Like, here's your, you have to use this thing. Now, it's called a coupon. Coupon? What's a coupon? No, you use it to you use it as a discount sticker. Would I have to like cut it out of the newspaper? I don't understand. A coupon? Yeah, if you go to the grocery store, you get what? And you continue onward where you have to budget. You have to make hard choices. You can just imagine these secular Xanax addicted Chardonnay wine moms just kind of saying, wow, this is really hard. You're trying to tell me I can't have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, all those accounts? So what do I do with the American Express card? I thought when I swipe it, the stuff arrives. I don't have an Amazon Prime account. I could just imagine them going through this, like having cognitive dissonance. Instead of actually helping people, They don't want to do that. But there's a couple thoughts here. This plays in. We're going to get into the next segment here because it's just so deep. There's so much here. And by the way, the whole premise of this entire thing is wrong because no one actually wants to admit what causes poverty, which I'll get to in a second. But so the Highland Park Chardonnay wine moms, who, again, let's be honest, only almost all women would show up to this. Let's be this, like, almost, well, Highland Park men are not exactly men, but this is a very feminine thing, like incredibly feminine. Let's go experience the feelings of what it's like to be poor. What is really going on here? Again, I have like 9 different takes I need to go through. Number one, this is to alleviate guilt. Religious people would never do this. If you are a religious person, you would find this objectionable. This is completely a creation of secularism. If you're religious, you'd say, well, why don't we actually go help the people? This is about them. This is narcissistic. That's what this is. Look how good of a person I am. Could you imagine? They go out to eat afterwards at Lovell's, which is in Lake Forest. I went through a poverty simulation event this morning, and it was hard. It's about them. It's about vanity, not helping others. I'm curious, how many of the people planning the poverty simulation are religious? I guarantee very, very few. All right, you've probably heard me. It's actually now 25 pounds that I have lost. And I'm sure some of you say, oh, Charlie, I've tried everything. That was me. You know, my first Zoom call with my PhD weight loss, I was kind of skeptical. I was like, come on, guys. All right, I've heard this whole thing before. And boy, was I wrong. They know what they're doing, my PhD weight loss. Look, this is 100% legit. And people say, well, Charlie, you've lost so much weight. And I say, yeah, my PhD weight loss, hello. But look, they have a different approach. And it's Dr. Ashley Lucas. She's great. I text with her. She does a really, really good job. 25 pounds, I'll tell you. And I have more energy and I'm healthier than ever before. Here's why. The program rids your body of the inflammation that is causing so many health problems. If you look around today, America is the fattest it has ever been. Our families, friends, and neighbors are dying of diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's, now called T3 diabetes. PhD has helped so many people who want to have a good, active life, play with their grandkids, travel, hike to a waterfall, go for a bike ride, but their weight was holding them hostage. They don't want any of you on experimental drugs for your brain degeneration from Alzheimer's or homebound with an oxygen tank for heart failure. My PhD weight loss knows that losing weight is the best thing for overall health. We are way too fat as a society. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this and you say, boy, I'm a little overweight, it's perfectly fine. Do something about it. Use your free will, your agency. Say, you know what? I'm just not where I want to be. This is an empowerment tool for you. All of these things can be prevented. You look at heart disease, what they now call diabesity. By the way, there's a great new book by Dr. Peter Attia about longevity. You want to live long? Lose weight. But look, Dr. Ashley Lucas, she is the master of this, and she is the genius behind my PhD weight loss. So you can call them today at 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. By the way, this is not like a sign up and you're automatically going to lose weight. You got to do some work. You got to apply yourself. It's not a too good to be true thing. But if you have motivation, they will channel that motivation towards a very positive, measurable, and real outcome. Find them online at myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. That is myphdweightloss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. Physician and dietitian developed, individually delivered. Again, I lost 25 pounds and I feel great. If you think you've tried everything, you're wrong. Until you say you've tried my PhD weight loss. They map you as a whole person. It's not like, hey, just read this book. No. It's a deep dive. It's personalized. It's going to get results for you. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Okay, so we found actually some pieces of tape of what these poverty simulations look like. Let's go cut 119.
Sorry to let you know, but you do need glasses. glasses, you're going to have your parent pay $50 to the bank and bring back a receipt. So when you come back, if you could bring that receipt.
We don't have it.
With you.
So thankfully, we were able to use our EBT card to purchase them at double the value so that I could get a transportation ticket to go to the quick cash place to purchase transportation tickets, but I've already lost my job. So now I'm considering my options.
This simulated experience actually puts them in a situation where they have to advocate for themselves as a family member. They have to figure out transportation. They have to figure out how to feed their family members. They have to worry about getting their child to and from school.
Okay, so that was in Dearborn, Michigan. Just kind of found this whole idea of poverty simulation. So what is a luxury belief? This is what's so interesting. And a luxury belief is coined by this social commentator, Rob Henderson. He wrote a very powerful piece in the New York Post a couple years ago. And a luxury belief is a term coined by Rob Henderson, where he describes a trend among affluent Americans who use their beliefs as a way to display their social status, but they don't actually believe it. So, for example, this is a great... I was in Aspen this summer and was raising money there, and you would get across some liberals. And I'll just kind of give you an example, right? So they'll tell you that the family and the stability of family doesn't matter, and therefore marriage doesn't matter. But then you ask them, are you going to get married? They say, oh yeah, family's super important. Like, but so then the beliefs almost become social markers. So they don't actually believe it. They say it. And so instead of collecting cars or yachts or planes, they collect these fringe academic beliefs that they fund that give them self-righteousness. Like the legalization of drugs, or everyone should send their kids to public schools, even though they send their kids to private schools or boarding schools. That's what a luxury belief is. Let's play another clip. Here's another clip of the City of Columbia strategic plan of central Missouri. Apparently, poverty simulations are kind of popular. Play cut 120.
Community Action Duluth hosted a poverty simulation event recently at Myers-Wilkins School in West Duluth. The immersive experience exposes participants to the realities of poverty.
Hello. What does the utility company do?
You will pay your gas, your telephone, and your electric.
$190. All right, I'd like to take that out of my cash benefits.
The role that I was playing was of a 14-year-old. Mom was away. Literally, me and my brother were sitting at home saying, when is she going to get back? We need food. So this whole experience of trying to just survive, just make it through the week was challenging.
Okay, so now let's go to the next issue here. And at least that one was in a high school gym, not a country club. Not at the Highland Park Country Club, which just drives me crazy. Let's get to the real issue here. I want to reread their memo. The City of Highland Park is partnering with the Alliance of Human Services to increase residents' understanding of what it's like to live in poverty. Participants are put into situations where they do not have enough resources forced to make difficult choices that can negatively impact them. The outcome is increased awareness of the need for resources. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is the issue here? Why do people remain poor? Why do people stay poor? It's because of values, not because of stuff. There's a very powerful book called Life at the Bottom, The Worldview That Makes the Underclass by Dr. Theodore Dalrymple. He spent decades in the United Kingdom as a first response doctor treating very, very poor people. And he argues in his book, Life at the Bottom, that it's values, not stuff or lack of stuff, that makes people poor. So instead of acting as if it's about resources, it's about how are you acting? Are you saving money? Are you doing drugs? Are you doing alcohol? Are you eating crummy food? That's why when I say all the time, stop being poor, I mean stop acting poor. Stop spending money on stupid stuff. Start saving more money. A lot of people go through difficult financial situations, but are you going to delay gratification? Are you going to save money? Are you going to keep on going out to eat? The issue with all this is we act as if poor people are just lacking stuff, when in reality, they're lacking a coherent value system to get them out of poverty. Stay married to the person that you impregnated. Don't cheat on your wife. Do you want to take control of your financial future but don't know where to start? Noble Gold Investments understands. Investing in precious metals may sound very confusing, but the team at Noble Gold Investments makes it quite easy. Let's hear from actual Noble Gold Investments customers. The staff answered all my questions and helped me every step of the way. No pressure sales tactics, just honest guidance. Securing my future is less stressful thanks to Noble Gold's expertise. So don't settle for financial uncertainty. They'll suggest options and see if you can diversify into gold and silver. Right now, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful bullion coin for qualified accounts. Do not settle for financial uncertainty. Noble Gold Investments has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and countless 5-star reviews. Why wait? Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Let's get some questions here. Charlie, can you go through the new CNN poll? I don't think you covered it. So I'm not a big poll watcher, as you guys know. I personally focus too much on polls in the 2022 midterms. I focus too much on polls in 2020. But this one's hard to resist. And so we're going to play a series of clips here about this new CNN poll because it is part of a macro trend that pushes back against a uniparty narrative. So I'm kind of breaking my own rules here because I think polling is overcovered by the media, to be perfectly honest, when there's a lot of other stories going on. Okay, let's play one by one by one. This is a question. Nathan from Arkansas. Let's play cut 43.
But there are some troubling figures in there for President Biden. On one issue, the economy. The White House is really, and the campaign have really been making this push to try to promote Bidenomics, trying to show American voters that their policies are working for them. But this polling found that 58% of Americans think that Biden's policies have worsened the economic conditions in this country. Now, the White House says that this will take time for Americans to feel the impact of the president's efforts, of the president's policies, and that they will have to continue, they acknowledge, to communicate that to try to move the needle there.
Okay, so part of the poll showed that 67% of Democrats wish somebody else was the nominee. 67% of Democrats. So the obvious question before we go further into how awful this polling is for Joe Biden, why aren't the Democrats pulling out Joe Biden and put somebody else in? The easy, simple answer is that is way harder than you realize. Who? Kamala Harris? She's even worse. But I think there's actually an even easier explanation. Joe Biden's not going willingly. That he is not playing ball. That Joe Biden and his team, Ron Klain, they're holding on to power. This is their ball game. That they're not playing team ball. It's not as easy as just flipping a switch. Now, they're trying to threaten Joe Biden via Hunter Biden and this impeachment stuff. And Joe Biden says, look, I'm going to be dead in 5 years probably anyway. I give Joe Biden at most a decade. I don't wish death upon him, but the averages are not good for him. Let's just be honest. Like, Joe Biden is not exactly a spring chicken. That's a fact, okay? So Joe Biden's like, what do I have to lose? I'm going to be in a cemetery soon anyway. I might as well just see this thing out. And honestly, you can't blame him. As a non-president, he's probably more likely to be criminally prosecuted for his crimes against America. Okay, new CNN poll shows that Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden. Play cut 46.
Within the margin of error, no clear leader. Donald Trump 47%, Joe Biden 46%. They're basically in a statistical tie. But what I will note was there was not a single poll conducted by CNN during the entire 2020 cycle in which Donald Trump got a higher share of the vote than Joe Biden did. So this is a vastly different picture from what we saw 4 years ago.
So the other thing is this, is that it's easier to run an incumbent than it is a new presidency. President, you get Air Force One. You get a lot of taxpayer benefits. It's just the way it is. They try to create laws. It's just not, there's no getting around it. Donald Trump used it to his advantage in 2020. Barack Hussein Obama used it to his advantage in 2012. Like, it's just the way it is, right? You get a taxpayer-funded plane. You get a taxpayer-funded entourage. You get press releases whenever you want. You get covered as the president. Running as an incumbent is a super force. It just is. So they look at that. But they also, there's another thing here that, this is why I don't love looking at polling. is that they think they can turn it around. But remember, where is all of this Democrat money going? To the boring stuff. Everybody, this is important. They believe they can elect a brain-dead moron even if he's unpopular. Look at John Fetterman. They can chase ballots. They can register voters. They are not betting on Joe Biden. They're betting on the infrastructure, the plumbing that they've developed, the plumbing of the elections, the stuff that's happening behind the scenes that makes the gears go. So to them, it's not about Joe Biden. We're falling for a trap if we think that's the case. I will say, though, that it's awfully helpful to run up against a brain-dead moron and not a Gavin Newsom. That's actually good. They also are one there. I think that there is an element. I don't know how widespread this is, but I know this to be true, that there are some people that actually look at it as if we can reelect this guy, we will be unbeatable for a century. That it's kind of almost like this. They look at it as a challenge. Like if we're able to do this, we're going to be unbeatable. They're confident his polling will improve. Play cut 98.
Is there any reason to think Biden's approval numbers will get better?
There is. There's a new campaign ad out today. I hope you've seen it. It shows how President Biden made an unannounced visit to a war zone, one not controlled by the United States, when he went to Kyiv a number of months ago. First time a president in the modern era has gone to a war zone. And it does, in the background of the ad, describe that he left Washington at 4 a.m. He traveled 40 hours to get to Kyiv. It shows him striding forcefully, having a pointed conversation with President Zelensky, fearlessly engaging in Kyiv.
This is Joe Biden's campaign co-chair, Chris Coons. I got to be honest with you. If your sales pitch is that Joe Biden left Washington, D.C., on the most luxurious aircraft ever created, Air Force One, and had to sleep in a bed while you flew over the Atlantic to then go take a train to go meet with a foreign leader, that's pretty weak. You really must think that you can micro-target voters. So here's what they believe, though, is that through their outside infrastructure, through a series of emotional issues, they can micro-target people to get them to fill out that piece of paper and then get it to completion, especially on the issue of abortion. They think they can micro-target the issue of abortion. That Joe Biden is going all in. I'll protect Roe. I'll protect abortion. I'll protect this. And then they micro-target specifically young, childless, 30 to 40-year-old women who are super depressed. They're on antidepressants. They might be partners at law firms. They don't have children. Lots of cats. They make perfect Democrat voters. And then they micro-target them with ads at Hulu or Amazon where they wish they had a man in their life. They're watching, you know, they're watching Emily in Paris on Netflix or whatever. And they're like, okay, I guess I'll go fill out a ballot. That's their strategy. They're going to go find 5 to 7 million resentful 35-year-old women crying into their Chardonnay to go fill out ballots in Fulton County. Play cut 100.
And when you look here about President Biden now serving as president, his actions in the Hunter Biden probe, have they been appropriate or not? 55% of Americans, a majority, believe Biden's actions related to the Hunter Biden probe, inappropriate. 24% of Democrats, again, a majority of independents, 52%, and nearly all Republicans at 90% believe that.
So I struggle with this because this should not even be close, but it will be. This guy can't speak in sentences. He's done an awful job as president, and this will be within 10 to 20 to 30 to 40,000 votes. They have completely hijacked our elections. They've completely manipulated them. You see, it used to be where if you have an uninspiring candidate like Joe Biden, you'd have to show up at a ballot box. Now you just have to fill out a piece of paper and a Democrat-paid operative will come knock on the door and help you get the ballot through or take the ballot from you, depending on what state you're in. They have closed the enthusiasm gap in elections, where it used to be that you needed to care enough to get into your car to go to a physical polling place. They said, that advantages Republicans too much because they care and they're responsible and our voters are largely irresponsible. So we need to try to just send out a lot of pieces of paper. Of course it opens the window for fraud. Of course it opens the window for cheating. That's not my words. That's Jimmy Carter who said that. Jimmy Carter's presidential foundation, the same one that wrote the stupid protection of oligarchy presidential library thing, came out and said, oh, by the way, mass mail-in voting opens the door for fraud. They have a very smart Democrat machine and a moron candidate. We do not have a smart Republican machine, and we have an unbelievably charismatic candidate who can galvanize people. If we just invest a little bit in the infrastructure, a little bit in the boring stuff, I really believe it could be the marginal difference. But I'm constantly updating what I'm seeing. I am seeing no evidence that they're going to replace Joe Biden. None. That's shocking. But it goes to show that they have done a wager that the downside of removing an incumbent, albeit an unpopular one, albeit a corrupt one, is much greater than the potential upside of running an outsider who doesn't get Air Force One, that doesn't get the presidency, that can't use the whole federal bureaucracy as a GOTV operation. So that unless something dramatically changes, and there's some black swan event, and Joe Biden drops dead, which again, I'm not wishing, but you know, he's in that window. So if that happens, unless that happens, I think he's going to be the Democrat nominee. They might insert a better vice president because Kamala Harris is a disaster. Disaster. This is why I hesitate about the impeachment of Biden. I like the slow drip drip against Biden. Because in some ways, will we ever get a candidate as damaged and as terrible as Biden as a chance to win? How will we ever get a chance like this again? I would be really afraid to run against Gavin Newsom versus Joe Biden. That's just me. Public Square is one of my favorite apps. There are progressive corporations out there that are just doing terrible things. And Public Square is out there leading the charge against all this garbage that we see from Target, for example, Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion, and financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. With Public Square, we now have a solution. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. Public Square is an app and a website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Public Square is free to join. You can get started today. If you're a business owner, join. If you're a consumer, join. Download the app now. Download the Public Square app now. You can also go to publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. Check it out. Download the Public Square app today. Michael, who runs Public Square, does a beautiful job. Good friend of mine. 100% behind him. Check it out today. Hank from Kentucky. Charlie, Mitch McConnell does not look well. What are your comments? Love the show. You look, not a big fan of McConnell, especially lately. I don't like anything he's doing. I don't wish medical harm on anybody. That's just not how I do things. I don't think he should be a U.S. senator, especially Senate leader. I mean, come on, get out of the way, man. Seriously. It's not healthy. It's not good. It's not good for you. It's not good for us. Not good for the country. Yeah, I have compassion. Please just go back to a farm in Kentucky, okay? Josh Hawley agrees. Play cut 50.
I don't think you can have it both ways. I mean, if you're concerned about the president's ability to do his job, and I am, and a lot of Republicans say they are, then you've got to be concerned when it's somebody from your own party, right? I mean, it can't be sauce for the goose, but not for the gander. Is he able to do the job? I mean, he's going to have to answer that question. Do I think he should be a leader? No.
So the Kentucky's governor's race is really becoming an important race. I think it's Andy Beshear who's running for re-election versus Daniel Cameron, who's the current AG. According to the United States Constitution, a governor replaces a vacant Senate seat. Now, they'll probably end up having a runoff. But if McConnell just drops dead, let me just say this. I hope he doesn't, like obviously. But it's really sad that I have to keep on wondering if our politicians are going to drop dead because of age. This is not good. There are a lot of qualified people in their 40s and 50s and early 60s that should give it a chance. I've actually have a whole generational argument with this. Is Gen X going to get any love, like ever? It's like Gen X just keeps on getting passed over as boomers are holding on. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's running for re-election. Nothing against people that are capable of doing the job. McConnell is, he's short-circuiting in front of us. It's sad. It's nothing to make fun of. It's just sad. And so if McConnell is unable to do his duties, then the governor replaces the senator. Now, there'll probably be a special election that will be won by a Republican. But McConnell, he's not going anywhere. He's saying that I'm going to serve out my entire term through 2027. But McConnell is, he's punching Joe Biden. He's criticizing Joe Biden. What is he criticizing Joe Biden for? Keeping the border wide open? Spending trillions of dollars we don't have? No, no, no. McConnell says Joe Biden's been too slow giving money to Ukraine. Play cut 45.
The president has, I think, been too slow to keep the commitments that he's made publicly, but at least he's supporting the effort. I think he could have done it more skillfully, but he is supporting the effort, and I intend to continue to support it, and I hope the majority of my colleagues will feel the same way.
Now, put the McConnell thing aside. Let me kind of end the show with this, and I wanted to get to some religious stuff. I don't think we're going to have time for it today. There's a panic right now in D.C. Washington Post article, George Will. Why Republicans should support Ukraine. Bill Kristol has a new super PAC, and they're running ads. There is real fear that they are not going to be able to keep the grift going to Ukraine because Republican voters have woken up. There is real fear. And by the way, if you want to try to win over Republican voters, here's a little bit of advice. Don't have George Will write op-eds in the Washington Post. Probably doesn't help your cause. Don't have Billy Kristol, formerly from the Weekly Standard, run a bunch of ads. That's not exactly persuasive. And the ads are so nasty. They're like, if you don't support sending money to Ukraine, you're a bad conservative. It's like, really? We're being invaded right now. Do you have that George Will piece? It's extraordinary. I only got through the first couple paragraphs. Now, let me say, George Will is just another example. It's like Jonah Goldberg and George Will. I grew up reading these guys. I used to like George Will. He used to write about baseball all the time. He was super interesting. Now he's a very nasty person. And it's sad. He's one of the more talented writers in the conservative movement. For years, he was great. And Donald Trump broke this guy. I think George Will wrote a whole book on baseball. I think he's a Cubs fan, if I remember correctly. I used to really like Jonah Goldberg, and I used to really like George Will. Now George Will is like, if you don't support Ukraine, you hate the country. Like, really? Really something. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like,
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.